Hey, e-commerce Fastlane listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Just before we get started, today's show is made possible by our friends at Support Zebra. Now, you can grow your Shopify-powered business with Support Zebra's outsourced services tailored specifically for direct-to-consumer brands. They're trusted by hundreds of startups, including some of the biggest and fastest-growing D2C retailers. They excel in managing many critical functions, such as sales conversion, cart abandonment, customer retention, order tracking and returns, live chat, failed payment recovery, and even email ticketing. They manage your pre- and your post-purchase customer service experience. This allows you and your team to more focus on your core operations. With Support Zebra, you're not just outsourcing, you're actually extending your team with highly skilled English-speaking agents who are ready to serve your customers across multiple channels in all time zones. Stop the worry of scaling customer service and improve your customer support experience while slashing costs by 50%. You heard me right, 50% lower costs on the pre- and the post-purchase customer service experience, all through supportzebra.com. Now, huge thanks to Support Zebra for sponsoring today's episode. And now, let's shift gears and welcome our next sponsor, Retention.com. Are you looking to recover more lost shoppers on your Shopify store? Retention.com is here to help you with their identity resolution software that significantly improves your Klaviyo flow revenue by 2 to 3x. They help expand your email list by identifying over 80% of your anonymous website visitors, and get this, even if they haven't filled out a form. Now, Retention.com knows these potential customers and shares their email address in a thanks for visiting our site Klaviyo sequence. You can now lower acquisition costs, you can acquire more customers, and more importantly, you can skyrocket your revenue. I highly, highly recommend Retention.com. Now get a quick demo and a special trial offer at ecommercefastlane.com/retention. That's ecommercefastlane.com/retention. A big thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now, let's dive into today's episode.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, hey there, and welcome back to E-Commerce Fastlane. I'm Steve Hutt, and thanks so much for tuning in today. You know, with so many podcasts out there to choose from, I truly appreciate the fact that you're taking time and listening to the show. There's going to be a ton of insights, a ton of knowledge all around growing and scaling your Shopify brand. Now, all episodes, they're available from all of your favorite podcast apps and all the platforms, like Apple and Spotify and Google, YouTube, and we're also streaming live now on Amazon Music. So if you'd like to consume some of your audio and podcast, you might want to check out Amazon Music. For a deeper dive, though, in all our topics today, we have a lot of additional resources. You go over to ecommercefastlane.com. I'll have extended insights and links, a few resources, and we even have a little special treat, a little bonus for all you listeners. Now, today, I'm privileged to speak with Corey Gill. He's a co-founder of a company called Alia. And what they are is they're making a significant strides in the Shopify ecosystem, particularly with their app. And it's amazing what they're doing. This is a pre-BFCM time we're recording. This is an incredible little solution that I think could make significant impact in how you're going to convert more of your site visitors. And I think we all want that. So hi, Corey. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here. I'm excited to talk today.
Absolutely. And so hopefully I didn't butcher it. I mean, I didn't mention too much about the product that you're building, but it's always great to kind of hear it in the founder's own words about, you know, the product and just the whole feature set. Can you talk a little bit about this app and talk about what it actually does for Shopify brands?
Yeah, for sure. So as you mentioned, it's a Shopify app. We help merchants increase conversions and sales by rewarding customer education. So educating site visitors, as I'm sure most of you are familiar, it's extremely important and valuable. After somebody reads educational content, it's proven already researched that they're more likely to purchase. But the way that most stores do it is often unengaging or not always the best way to motivate people to learn or to go and make that first purchase. So what Alia does is allow you to tell your brand story through these interactive lessons on your site and reward customers at the end of that. So what that could look like would be a short lesson about your brand, why you started, the next lesson about your bestseller or another product, and then you get 15% off as a shopper for learning about them through these short modules. And through that process, you can also collect significant customer data and then also email and SMS collection at the end of that process. So it's a bunch of different benefits to Shopify merchants, but the main focus that we help with is increasing your conversions and sales.
I see. So how does it turn on? So let's say someone shows up on an Alia powered website. Like, just walk us through what happens when they arrive on the site. And then, so I think understand like the user experience of being able to interact with the product and then going through the process. I'd love to unpack a little bit later about what's the work effort required by the brand to create these sort of brand experiences.
Yeah. So as a shopper, if you land on a site that uses Alia, it'll either appear as a widget somewhere across your store or directly as a button embedded within a product page or another page. And as a shopper, you can click on it and then our modal or our UI comes up. The good thing is that it's customizable across any of the pages that you choose to. And you can also customize whether or not you want to appear to only new visitors or returning. So there's a lot of customization around how and where it appears. But as of right now, it's as a widget or button across your store.
I see. Okay, cool. I know we have a few case studies and a few things that we're going to show, and I have a few on my screen right now. So I'm going to follow along in a few minutes about just see what the customer experience is like. But I want to talk a bit about the roots of the company and kind of the founding story. It's so interesting to me about why people build what they build. Can you talk a little bit about the journey of Alia and kind of the inspiration behind it and I guess you and your co-founders?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting story. So my co-founder, one of us, there's three of us. He was working with his mom on her Shopify store, selling these traditional Indian clothing. And the good thing about his mom was that she also had a store in person and she had a really personal relationship with their customers. She could sell to them really easily. She understood their needs, what they were looking for, and she could convey what was unique about the products to her customers in person. But online, it became increasingly difficult. And so Sean decided to help her out. And he was looking for different apps that could kind of convey the uniqueness of the products and the brand, but had a hard time finding an app or a solution that could do that. So he decided as a computer science student to be able to make one. And he recruited me and my other co-founder to help him out as well, but ultimately was able to build out that solution for his mom, which very heartwarming story.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. It always reminds me, there's so many stories out there where people just, you know, are scratching their own itch, so to speak, where, yeah, you know, they just, and, or there's nothing else out there that you believe that that's going to be a superpower of your brand, knowing that if you had this feature. Mm-hmm. A lot of times people like custom build it. That's why a lot of these agency partners that I interview, a lot of times they, you know, with a brand, they'll come up with an idea and they'll build some kind of a custom solution because that's what they want to be their differentiator in the marketplace. But then all of a sudden they find out that there's like a SaaS opportunity here that a lot of other people could use it too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's definitely really apparent that it comes up a lot. And there's no doubt the people that feel the problem are going to be the best ones at making it. I think that's the case across software or anything generally.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the merchant experience now. So if someone makes a decision, yeah, this Alia thing sounds really interesting. And I like the idea of being able to tell my brand story through these sort of like modals and things like that. And then by learning about the brand story, then there is ways of getting an SMS, getting an email, offering a special incentive, more than just a typical pop-up, like, hey, give me your email address, I'll give you 10% off. It's no, learn about our brand and get 15% off, or here's our full story. To me, it would feel like you're getting closer to the brand, knowing that you get to understand either through video or through text, however you're going to display it. But I'd like to understand, like me as a merchant, what is the work effort that I have to do to make sure I have something that's compelling enough for people to want to click on it and to want to get the offer?
Yeah. So it's actually quite easy. And I think compared to other apps that work in that similar space, works extremely easy to set up. And conveniently, we have a special feature that allows you to create lessons using AI. So if you press that button, you can automatically create lessons. Well, we scrape your website and generate different content, at least for you to build off of. We're still improving that feature, but it's a great starting point to build the lessons. But essentially, it's kind of three steps. You build out your lessons, which is usually somewhere between 1 and 3, but it can continually go up. And then you add rewards, what you're comfortable with. It could be a percentage off or a dollar amount. And then customize the settings where you want to appear, coloring, different aspects like that, and then you're good to go. We often, when we call with merchants, can get them onboarded within less than 15 minutes. And as we'll talk about later at the end of the show, we're all going to offer some custom support around any merchants that want to get set up on Alia as well.
I see. Okay, that's real. That's really, really cool. So let's talk a bit about the competitiveness in the marketplace, because you kind of made a comment saying, hey, you know, there may be other competitors, or at least similar competitors, kind of playing in the same space. And so, like, what do you believe is your kind of unique kind of MVP or superpower about your particular solution as it compares to maybe others that are trying to do quizzes and guided selling and other different types of opportunities out there?
Yeah, the biggest one is definitely education and incentivizing the education. There's a lot of engagement apps out there, as well as quiz apps that can direct you to products. But from what we found, our big seller is, number one, it has that quiz format in a sense, but you're learning about it as you're going through the quiz. The quiz is not always very beneficial, other than for the sake of recommending a specific product. But even when you get to that point, a customer doesn't exactly know what this product might do, or the entire purpose of the store that they're currently at, or getting that emotional connection to the brand. And that's really where we come in, along with the added benefits of those other engagement apps and the incentive of actually going to do it. There's a discount associated. It feels fun when you do it. It doesn't feel like a kind of forced experience where you're coughing up data and information. And I think because of these reasons, what we've seen is that our conversion rate is really quite high. On average, after somebody starts a lesson on a store, they purchase 1/3 of the time.
Oh, wow.
Which is generally quite high, which is why we've been able to help our clients so much.
Another question I have too is around the partner ecosystem and kind of quote unquote playing nicely with other pieces of technology. Because that's one of the objections that I get from when I was with Shopify and with my Book of Merchants was like, hey, Steve, you're recommending this app. Great. I see the value, what it brings to the marketplace, or certainly I want to test it for 3 months to see what kind of lift it can give me. How does it connect to the Klaviyos and the, you know, and the OmniSends or the Attentives, or who knows? There's lots of like solutions out there that people have tech that they need. You get bolted on along with that. Like, what's your mindset around your solution and their existing tech?
We're looking to definitely build out more integrations with our app. At the moment, we do integrate with email marketing and different email marketing apps, most notably Klaviyo. We've done a lot of work in there. One of the interesting aspects of it is through the survey questions that you can ask these lessons, the responses that you get can automatically be segmented in Klaviyo to go and personalize future email marketing or SMS marketing. So if a customer goes through Alia, they answer, I'm a first-time shopper, my favorite color is red, or something along those lines, I heard about you through Facebook, different types of questions like that. All of it is segmented in Klaviyo. So you could target 10 customers that came from Facebook and they are this familiar with your brand, which is a nice added benefit of the app as well.
I love that. I preach that a lot about the zero party data. You know, when customers are willing to give you information about them, and you can learn about them more by asking the right questions and telling the brand story and going along with your solution. And then meanwhile, there's going to be some tags added to the particular customer record.
Yeah.
Klaviyo.
Yeah.
And you know, have I purchased yet? No. You know, gender and all, and who knows? I mean, it can be a million different things that you can learn about someone along that journey, tag, and then filter, and then some kind of an automation flow that could happen because of that.
Definitely. And that's kind of the direction we're going in, as well as personalizing the content that customers see based off those answers. So it's kind of similar to a quiz where you're following this track of path, but even more than that, because you're showing content afterwards, not just the next question. It's information that is relevant to the person they're answering. And just an anecdote on that, one of our companies, who's a nonprofit on Shopify, they're using a lot of their survey response data to drive their internal decision-making in terms of the question that they use for their lesson was, what area that we do not currently focus on for our nonprofit should we be focusing on? And they've collected close to 1,000 zero-party data points. So they're using that now internally to determine where they're going to go next. It's just a use case of us beyond improving your conversions. That's quite beneficial.
Very cool. I'm going to ask, it's kind of, might sound like an odd question, but I think it's kind of outside of maybe your solutions specifically, but I think you being also merchant facing, maybe helping with some onboarding, you have quite a few brands that are connected to your platform right now. So you're seeing what great or what success looks like. So I just would love to hear from your vantage point about, is there any particular strategy or any kind of tactics or kind of pre-BFCM or in Q4 right now? Like what are you recommending right now other than your solution, which we'll continue to dig into, but just want to see if there's overall any kind of scope of marketing strategy, mindset, tactic, anything that you can think of that you're seeing, hey, this is coming up quite a bit with the merchants that you connect to currently, and this is what you're seeing, and love you if you could kind of pay that forward with those that are listening today.
Right, definitely. One of the biggest things I would say is the idea of building your brand. And what I mean by that is having a story behind you and your story not just being your product. And obviously, the product is the key component of it at the end of the day for the most part, but the defensibility of your business in a lot of ways is the story behind it, what makes it unique, being transparent with your customers and being able to build these long-lasting emotional relationships. I think it's well known that it costs a lot more to acquire new customers than retain existing ones. And a huge part of that is good customer service, but also just having meaning behind your brand and affiliation that you're creating with your customers. And building that is quite difficult over time. It's not something that you can just necessarily throw money towards. Obviously, that's part of it. And it's not an immediate fix for Black Friday, for example. But but I think over time, that is something that a lot of merchants need to keep in mind. The best brands that we work with, I think they distinguish their business through their brand and their story.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, Table Stakes is a quality product and unique to the marketplace and availability and quick shipping and all the support and all the things that go along with it. Yeah. Just building that LTV, these raving fans, right? And then that's kind of what this show is all about. It's just trying to, how do we scale a business and get that lifetime customer loyalty? And how do you get that? And well, part of it is exactly what your app does, is really gives brands the option to tell the brand story in exchange for whatever discount, a how-to guide, a tip. So it could be a million different things you can offer in exchange for collecting that zero-party data. And I think it's really, really cool that you're offering this into the marketplace. And I want to pivot to a story now, because I think this is where kind of the rubber meets the road, so to speak. I love real success stories. And, you know, you being in the Shopify ecosystem, and you have many, many brands that are connected. And I know there's a couple notable brands that are using your solution. So I'm going to kind of open it up to you. You can talk a little bit about who's connected and why. And then if there's any kind of like anecdotally or any specifically, if you can talk about any numbers about, hey, they didn't have us, they chose us, and here's what happened. So I'll let you kind of discuss that.
Right. Yeah. The biggest one that I'll touch on. So for the most part, we work with brands that kind of what I was alluding to in the last point was unique brands, ones that have a story to tell. And I think every brand does have a story to tell. They just have to find what aspect that is. But one notable one that we work with is Firebelly Tea, which was co-founded by David Siegel of David's Tea, which is a publicly traded tea retailer he previously founded. And then Harley Finkelstein, which I'm sure most of the listeners are probably familiar with, who's the president of Shopify. And in their case, we got set up with them on Alia. The big thing was, when it comes to brands with a story or a unique brand and finding their niche in the market, I think they take the cake for the most part. Their products are extremely unique, very high quality. They have a lot of really interesting sustainability practices that they like to highlight. And I think the reason that they wanted to use Alia was that it conveyed a lot of those unique aspects, most notably their sustainability, but also the expertise of the team, David and Harley, as well as the rest of the team, conveying that to their customers and showing their commitment to high quality tea and how they're differentiated within the market made Alia a great solution for them. And so we started with them probably close to about a month ago, and they've been performing extremely well. Their conversion rate is well above even the 30% average. I think it's around 35 to 40%. So after somebody starts a lesson on them, more than one third will make a purchase afterwards. And they've been really taking advantage of the survey questions as well. They have some about how they heard about Firebelly Tea. Are you a new tea drinker? Are you familiar? And then down the road, we'll be able to cater that content towards more expert tea drinkers versus new. But they've been taking big advantage of collecting that data. And yeah, it's been great to work with them. Obviously, it's kind of a hallmark of any of our clients to be able to work with David and the president of Shopify.
Yeah.
But it's been amazing. They have an incredible team, and they've been super responsive to us and providing a lot of great feedback. So it's been exciting.
That's lovely. I'm just actually on firebellytea.com right now, and I love the design elements. And it's hard maybe on an audio-only show, but I just want to quickly go over because I think it's notable is that, you know, it came in and said, hey, are you a customer or not with us? Yes or no? And that sets the stage a bit about, because there could be reasons why you're engaging with the chat widget. It could be, I'm on my tracking number, or, you know, there's a lot of other things that it could be from a service side of it, but no, I'm not a customer. And then I love on the, right on the footer, I just love where it says, you know, play to get 15% off. And so I love how you've gamified it where it actually has breadcrumbs to show you, hey, you've now earned 5%. Oh, now you, if you continue going, oh, now you're at 10%. Oh, continue going, now you're at 15%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it asks some really great things, like 1 minute to learn about the origin story. And it goes right into it. I think it's really cool. And you get to read it. You get to see it. There's a video there. Continue on. So it's really neat. So it truly is interactive. It's been pre-planned. I know you say you have some great AI to kind of help people, you know, scrape the website, come up with some ideas. It really is up to you, the creative founder or marketer, to come up with the ideas about, well, what sort of things should you want to talk about? And how do you gently move people along the brand story through text and picture in exchange for, you know, I just love how, okay, you complete it for 5% off. Then you go to the next thing. And it's really neat how it's really neat. It does gamify and people are like, yeah. And then I just think of the SEO benefits you must get too, time on site, the stickiness factor. There's so many like residual effects of the bounce rate must be really low because people are engaging with the modal. So I just want to throw that out there and if you have any comments on it.
Yeah, definitely. I think the big one that you touched on was the gamification. Obviously, it's a big part of it, that incremental increase towards discounts. And the short time is definitely a huge part as well. We really try to focus on, especially with low attention spans, younger clients as well, making it engaging. We have some brands that obviously have longer lessons for products that require more decision-making. One example, they essentially make prosthetics for pets. And in that case, the buying decision takes a lot longer than a few slides. So having a longer lesson might work as a better use case. And I think you don't need to necessarily have multiple lessons with these incremental rewards. Even for Black Friday, we have some clients that are just setting up one lesson to highlight a specific aspect that they're doing for this holiday season. It could be one particular product that has a big discount or some special program. So just highlighting different parts of your brand, and you can cycle new lessons in and out whenever you want, which makes it good to be able to present to customers as well.
Are there any product categories that are suited really, really well for this sort of solution? I know every brand has a brand story, but I wonder if every single type of product and price point of those products would suit a tool like this. I just want to see what you've kind of noticed in your research.
Yeah. The interesting thing is that we have a lot of clients in a lot of different industries. And I think even when we started, we expected to be more narrow than we ended up becoming, but it does really come down to companies with a brand or story to tell. Companies that have AOVs greater than 1500 and it still works great. We have a luxury fashion brand and a luxury caviar brand, which you might not expect even for a gamified application. But on the lower end, there's also companies with AOVs of $10 to $20 that sell CPG goods. Right. So there's really a massive range, and we don't often see a performance drop across any of these clients. That 30% average conversion rate generally sticks around, which is good to see. But yeah, it's a wide range. And I think it really comes down to the story that you can tell and the meaning behind your products and your brand.
Yeah, and I'd argue there's going to be a first mover advantage too for those brands that are listening today, where your competitors are not using Alia right now. You're not asking the right questions. Nobody really is asking the right questions to populate zero party data to enrich the customer record for segmentation, for proper one-to-one, either through SMS and email and this kind of marketing play. And so I think, you know, that's one advantage I say for those listening today to at least have a look at this solution and say, wow, you certainly will be a first mover by getting access to this in your vertical to try this out, tell your brand story. You know, you don't know what you don't know until you try it. And I think that, you know, Harley and his team and David and stuff, they've done an excellent job here at Firebelly. And so I'll make sure I throw that in the show notes for sure. I want to talk a little bit about the competitive advantage that maybe your solution has. And I just would like to understand about the future of the product. It's very clear. You're kind of in the early days right now, but you have a lot of notable partners that clearly have decided to try your solution and it's working. So I think that's really exciting. I feel blessed that I get the opportunity to interview you today because I can remember, gosh, 5 years ago interviewing Mike from SMS Bump before he got acquired from Yotpo. And he was like, you know, just trying to do the SMS thing. And I love the early days of trying to share an opportunity of kind of, well, what are you building and why? What problem are you solving? So you're clearly it's working. So from your MVP and kind of what you're working on today, but what's the future of the product? Like what sort of things do you think of where this product could expand to?
Thank you. Yeah. We've been asked by current clients to really expand across the entire sales funnel. And what that means is right now, we're really focused on on-site conversion, helping you convert customers that come to the website. The aspect of generating traffic or even retaining them to some extent is still not really controlled at all or boosted by us. But what current clients are asking for and we plan to build out is ad offerings through Alia, as well as integrating with third-party loyalty programs and directly embedding in email and SMS marketing. And what that means in terms of the experience for a merchant and also a shopper is that if somebody clicks on an Alia ad, we are able to get information on, let's say, for example, that the ad focused on Firebelly's compostable packaging. If somebody clicked on that ad and it was an ad by Alia, when they land on the website, the Alia widget that currently exists would show a lesson specifically focused on compostable packaging and the other sustainability aspects of the brand. Because we know that this user most likely is interested in this area. And then they go through that flow, they're able to learn more about the company, about the areas that they really care about. So it's creating this entire personalized aspect from start to that first purchase. And even afterwards, embedding us within email or SMS marketing continues to create this personal experience through that data that we've collected through those survey questions. So we now have a better idea of who they are, what they're interested in, and we can cater future lessons to build more loyalty based off that. So maybe their first purchase was their first foray into tea. The next time we show a lesson, it might be about a bit more of an advanced topic relating to some finer aspects of tea, and it keeps progressively going from there. So continuing to cultivate that relationship from start to finish is really how we see the product evolving.
Very cool. You know what? I have this question that I always been queuing up lately because it's been interesting for me to hear founders' answers to this because you're knee deep in your product right now and you know the problem you're solving, but there's also sometimes some misconceptions in the industry, in MarTech, you know, in the quiz, brand building, all these different parts of kind of what your solution does. Are there any myths or any kind of misconceptions you would like to debunk or like to address kind of in your space specifically?
Right. Yeah. It's not necessarily a myth, I would say, but I think a lot of attention, especially by early stage e-commerce brands, is really focused on acquisition and driving traffic to the website, which by all means is definitely necessary. But I think most merchants will agree when I say that the cost of digital ads have certainly been rising and getting as high of an ROAS as you used to is often quite difficult. And because of that, I think that there's less attention focused on conversion than there should be for the most part. Because it really doesn't matter if you're driving 10,000 visitors to your site every month or 50 or 100,000. It really does matter on how much you're converting from that and you're able to churn into long-term customers back to that LTV point we mentioned earlier. And I think that the attention on building out ad offerings and ensuring that you're able to generate traffic is necessary, but making sure you have a good product, a strong brand, an optimized website certainly should come first before the money is spent towards driving significant traffic, at least. A lot of the brands that I know of that are most poised for growth are those that build that kind of foundation of a strong website, brand, product, and then deploy capital towards or money towards advertisements to drive that traffic and convert it.
Mm-hmm. And I know, and I'll add one thing to that too. And I think, and you know, you mentioned about what your solution does about enriching the Klaviyo customer record just for segmentation. I think a lot of brands, unfortunately, are not using their first party data very well. There's a lot of data inside Shopify about, hey, if you bought this product, statistically, we believe that this is the next product you're likely going to buy because we can prove it with data. And I think there's a lot of companies that are just not doing that. So understanding the first and second party kind of data, the zero party is asking questions and enriching, but first party inside Shopify, it's so interesting that the opportunity is out there and there's some great solutions. I'm sure I'll put some links in the show notes about what others are doing to understand first party data and how you can execute on it. You're very much enriching telling the brand story and enriching the zero party side of it and making it better for Klaviyo to do its job of, you know, directly marketing to those people. So pretty cool. We are wrapping up for today, but I just would want to know if you have any kind of you've shared a lot today and I really appreciate that, but is there any kind of key insights or any kind of final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, definitely. I think the big thing is reiterating the value behind educating customers and storytelling. As I've touched on so many times, there's so many monetary benefits and just qualitative benefits to doing it. And we're certainly here to help in any way that we possibly can. Yeah.
This is good. And I know we kind of had a little chit chat in the kind of the green room before recording. And so what sort of the next step? So if those people are listening today, they're saying, hey, they want a competitive advantage because you're in the early stages with some great success behind you already, but so many people not using your solution yet. And so what do we want to do is the kind of the next steps and saying, yeah, I want to kick the tires and get going on this. What are you recommending those listeners do to kind of get started with Alia?
Okay. So for next steps, there will be a landing page, Steve, somewhere in the notes, I assume.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where you can go on, take a look at our offering, learn a bit more if you're interested, as well as book a meeting with our co-founder and CEO, Sean. And through that meeting, we're offering 1 month free, as well as custom support in getting onboarded. We'll personally help you make those first lessons to get started and any other questions you might have. But we love to talk to merchants and we're happy to answer their questions around conversion on your site or any other area. But with that call, you get 1 month free and that full custom setup support.
Oh, that's amazing. So it'll be, it's Alia Learn. So it's AliaLearn.com is the website. And I can see Firebelly Tea going across the screen here and California Caviar, and I'm not name dropping, but these are some really, you got some great brands here. And so great blog, a lot of success stories and resources and things. So that's at AliaLearn.com. And then also there is the Shopify app. So in the app store, just literally search for Alia, A-L-I-A. And that's the engagement reward solution that they have. It's very affordable, by the way. You have some really great introductory pricing. But thank you so much for offering that 30-day free trial, because it's a perfect timing right now. We're pre-BFCM. There's no reasons why you should not have this. If you're listening after BFCM, and you still want to take advantage of this offer, it's still going to be available. There's still opportunity through the rest of Q4 and the rest of the holiday season and into the new year when people want to spend their cash they got for Christmas. The opportunity is there to tell your brand story through this great solution. So yeah, just thank you so much, Corey, for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. It's been very eye-opening and I wish you tremendous luck and success as you kind of move forward with your journey with the solution.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure. All right. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.